On May 19th, stores, restaurants, gyms, and offices will no longer have capacity limits, but will only be restricted by the ability to maintain 6 feet of social distancing for everyone in an indoor space. Larger indoor events will still be capped at a maximum of 250 people. Fully vaccinated people will be able to sit together at outdoor events like baseball games, but there will still be 6 foot distancing limits for unvaccinated people. Large outdoor stadiums will continue to be restricted to just 1/3 of total capacity, and other public outdoor events will be capped at 500 people. The rules will also be eased for gatherings inside private homes. Now up to 50 people can be together indoors, and there will be no more restrictions on how many people you can invite to an outdoor gathering at your home. Cuomo, when he announced the partial reopening, said he wanted to proceed with some caution.
The key is a smart reopening. Reopening is not a light switch. We said this from the beginning. It's not fully close the light switch, fully open the light switch. It's a smart reopening. It's a measured reopening. It's a phased reopening.
Since that announcement, the state's infection rate has continued to decline and vaccinations are increasing, though the rate has slowed in recent weeks. And the Centers for Disease Control have also eased mask restrictions for fully vaccinated people. The CDC says vaccinated people no longer have to wear masks in most situations, including outdoors and in most indoor settings, and they no longer have to socially distance. But Cuomo, in a statement issued after the CDC announced the changes, says he wants to first consult with his health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, and talk to neighboring states before he makes a decision. Connecticut and Pennsylvania promptly lifted their outdoor mask mandates. New Jersey and Massachusetts, like New York, are waiting a little longer. The CDC says vaccinated Americans will still have to follow the rules in their states and follow regulations established by private businesses or in their workplaces. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.